This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of art I've seen emerge the last few years, this one is undoubtedly the best, and it comes from the folks at Super Deluxe. This isn't a mashup. This is something far beyond that. We haven't come up with a term yet, have we? It's up to the internet to develop that, and then we'll all recognize that great truth once we see it. But this is destined to get 50 million, 100 million views. Who knows? Because the censors are letting it get through because they think it's hurting me when it's doing the opposite. This little gem's been seen more than 7 million times since it got uploaded yesterday morning to Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms. So here it is. The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderers, scum. They're on giant death factories, keeping babies alive. They're selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video.
Hillary's in the creepy weird six stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Literal vampire fights and goblins are hobbling round, coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go.
We'll start self-centigraph. We don't even notice that it's out rising up against the millions of fallen people. The very worst happened. Gonna stare your daughter at the mall.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning.
Wasn't that nice? Subscribe to Super Deluxe for more.
Well, that was the first installment of what we all know is going to be an album, because what the people demand, they get by the amazing artist, Nick Lutzko. Now, to be clear, I don't like folks making fun of medical experiments on children or splicing humans with animals, something that I've been forcing out into the media consciousness. But in the end, we will take this piece of art, and we will basically take in the poison and then through alchemy spit it back out in a way that will empower humanity and warn the world. So next week we're going to release this music video again, and it's fair use. It is using my work. It is using my words. It is using my voice. It is using my mind. And I'm going to add articles and videos to everything I said in it, no matter how outrageous it sounded, documenting it for you in triplicate. You will see people with green-colored skin. You will see people saying they kill their babies, and they love Satan, and they love being ugly, and they love stinking, and howling and screaming all over the country, literally possessed by the modern spirit of anti-human garbage. But the real spirit of humanity is rising, and no one will be able to stand in its way. I'm Alex Jones. I'm proud to be part of Super Deluxe. And I want more installments. I want them now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's the first time we've done the Sunday broadcast out of the big TV studio. We just tore out the old 10-year-old mini studio, the original radio studio I built to this facility when we moved here 10 years ago, because I'm putting in a new little podcast studio in there. We're building a bigger TV studio just next door, right through that wall that we'll also be broadcasting out of very soon, because we're about to add, starting next month, three new shows, where we will be exposing the globalist. And then by the end of the year, I intend to be live about 16 hours a day. And about 6 months after that, middle of 2018, I want to be live 18 hours a day at least. And then down the road, 24 hours a day, not just with yours truly, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, but or not just the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, or not just the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m., but 24 hours a day with David Knight and so many other great folks. So we can cover every angle as news breaks, up to the minute with the latest analysis and information. Where to begin? We know that Obama illegally was surveilling the entire Trump campaign with Hillary during the election. And we know that Hillary was up to her eyeballs with Chinese communists, Ukrainians, Russians, Saudi Arabians, you name it. Her foundation got money from hundreds of countries while she was even Secretary of State, all of it completely illegal. That's not denied. I have a stack of mainstream news articles here just in front of me where they admit all of that. But now they've had this drip, drip, drip of the Russia thing with Donald Trump Jr. to where people are just on the edge of their seats wanting some proof, something. Then we have this Democratic Party operative hooked in with Soros, hooked in with Obama letting her get back in the country and extending her visa, or letting her in when she didn't have a visa, and then going and meeting with some other Russian billionaire at this event where Donald Jr. thought he was getting dirt of Hillary working with the Russians, something that is totally legal and lawful. It's called opposition research. When you look at what Hillary's done, getting $12 million on one Morocco trip from a consortium of foreign nations, for pay to play and not getting in trouble. And then you've got the Democrat appointed, FBI crew that has now set up this whole Mueller operation that is nothing but a total witch hunt. But they still push it and hammer it over and over again because they can't believe they lost and they were so close to dominating and controlling this nation forever. So a very, very exciting time to be alive. The big healthcare bill that would repeal much of Obamacare is obviously held up right now. They had one vote to pass it in the Senate, but McCain had to have a blood clot removed from above his eye. And so now they say that that is going to be going on for the next week or so. And so we're not sure exactly what's happening there. Who knows if this is even a true story, but McCain certainly needs that face-saving event so that he can help scuttle our country, as he always seems to do. He's like the devil who appears out of a big puff of smoke every time it's needed. Now, after I go through the latest hysteria, we have Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's got a lot of sources in U.S. intelligence, to join us to talk about the amazingly positive things that are happening for the United States and our sovereignty under Obama's international military, diplomatic, and intelligence umbrellas, that Pachinik and his sources are saying is some of the best statescraft for this country and for global stability and peace that we've seen in the last 100 years. So he's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Then, the fevered insanity of the media's selective coverage. Excellent article out of Newsbusters breaking down how everything they claim Trump's doing is what they're doing in triplicate, and they're using illegal surveillance of the few setups and the few missteps that Trump made optically, none of it illegal, that they're trying to now hang him with. But here's just some of the articles out of the Time Machine. Does Hillary Clinton still owe the King of Morocco a $12 million favor after her foundation was given $12 million when she visited there in 2015? Totally illegal. Even Obama told her to give the money back and she wouldn't. Saudi Arabia has funded 20% of Hillary's presidential campaign. Saudi crown prince brags. And that's all mainstream news. Donald Trump accuses Hillary Clinton of pay to play in Morocco after email hack. Remember, last year it came out in the emails where they're saying, we gave you $12 million, now we want these concessions. I mean, it's open and shut. If they had Donald Trump, not his son, but Donald Trump or even Donald Trump Jr., saying, you give me $12 million, I'll give you concessions in government, I'd say, arrest him. That's what globalism is the sellout of our country. It's what I'm tired of. I'm not just in love with the Trumps. I'm not just defending them to do it. You notice Krauthammer's come out, who's normally pretty level-headed, and Shepard Smith, who's a total globalist liberal, and both hedge their bets and going, I'm sick of the lies, 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 Shepard Smith said on Friday, and CNN all picked it up. What about the lies of Hillary, the confirmed ones? What about the lies of Obama? What about the illegal servers? What about the uranium deals? What about all that? You don't have any lies. You have them saying, we didn't have the Russians hacking the election. The Russians didn't give us money. Well, now they admit the Russians didn't physically hack. Now they've moved on to Russian collusion. Oh, there's a meeting, a 50-minute meeting with 20 people in it. You walk in, there's no intel, you walk out. Meanwhile, they're all over Russia, Ukraine, England, paying for fake dossiers. That's all okay, though. Having the Ukrainian government coming with all this made-up opposition research and fake documents. But that's okay. Donald Trump accuses Hillary Clinton of pay for play in Morocco after email hack. Where is all this news? Where is all this? The Atlantic. Even the liberals say the what about Ukraine defense of Trump Jr.'s Russia meeting. And it goes on to admit it happened. And it was way, way crazier and way, way more intense by a trillion times than what Donald Trump Jr. did. Cash followed and flowed to the Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal. New York Times. April 23rd, 2015, back before this was an issue. You've got to dig, though, to find all these articles. This was a big controversy at the time. Totally illegal. A Russian bank gave her a foundation $100+ million, ladies and gentlemen. But that's okay. The truth about the Hillary Clinton Russia uranium scandal. Business Insider, again, 2015. This is what they were all going to go to prison for. So they started this Russia collusion thing, knowing there's Russians crawling all over D.C., all over New York, just like they're Chinese, Japanese, Brits, Germans, Mexican lobbyists. I mean, it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen, how many foreign lobbyists there are. Trump's the one to ban all lobbyists for 5 years if you've been a lobbyist. No one's ever done it and actually implemented it. Remember Pence got in there day one? They found some folks in the transition team were lobbyists, and they were all fired before he ever swore the oath. No lobbyists. No one's ever done that in the last 100 years. So there's the facts I'm going to get into more after Pachinik joins us. We're also going to open the phones up in the second hour. Then we're also going to get into this. BBC, we have the video coming up. Trudeau, you know, he's the Prime Minister of Canada, tells U.S. governors to ditch America first, close quote. He told governors, don't say America first. That's how alien this is, folks. If you don't have sovereignty for your country, if your country doesn't look out for citizens, what are you paying taxes for? You have countries because there's always other countries that are coming and trying to take you over. So you have a country based on your values and what you want. So the idea that we stick up for ourselves and even have a country is dirty and bad. That means globalists should be running us. So if it's not America first, who first? The special corporate interest that sell out our nation, that use our tax money to back up their operations worldwide, that use our military as their muscle, and then even turn around and demonize us for what our military does carrying out their global government. That dovetails with Obama back on July 4th. Remember that? Obama warns about too much patriotism on July 4th weekend. Talk about arrogance. That's all coming up. Also, China announces something that's been around for 30 years, genetically engineered superhumans. It's now mainstream news. Do I get any apologies for breaking this 22 years ago? No, I don't.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759. Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You see, what matters when you're talking to foreign governments is your intent. Coming up, folks like Colonel Schaefer, who's worked in special operations, black ops all over the world, he's debating an MSNBC host and a former NSA head. And he knows they're playing on the public's ignorance. Because, of course, people like Schaefer have met with the Russians hundreds and hundreds of times in different operations in Central Asia, the Middle East, the Syria operation. We've been working with the Russians for 5 years, containing Al-Qaeda and now ISIS, and now Trump is defeating them. And so if you are an opposition researcher and you go to meeting after meeting, talking to eyewitnesses about dirt or corruption, having meetings every day in the middle of a campaign like that, and you talk to a lawyer from Russia, and you ask them about corruption, that's totally legal and lawful. McCain did it. Hillary did it. They're all on record talking to Russians. But again, they keep playing on that ignorance. And Schaefer destroys the admiral that he's debating. That's coming up. But I want to walk through these clips, because if you want to see mental illness, here's a press conference on Friday with Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, both women who are seriously senile. I mean, it's time to put them out to pasture in a loving way. My grandmother was sharper than Pelosi when she died at 92 this year, literally. She could have complex, smart discussions with you when she was there, but she drifted it out. And you see Pelosi doing it every time she gives a press conference. She's all over the map. So is Waters. Pelosi's worse, though. Here is Maxine Waters and Pelosi, and Waters is saying they're a criminal clan. The entire Trump family are criminals. And she puts in the word clan, knowing the public's ignorant about the use of clan, not meaning Scottish family, but KKK. And then she has weird brain freezes Friday as well. We'll tie that into her thinking that Putin has invaded Korea. I mean, this woman is on another planet, and she's the one saying for sure everybody's a Russian spy. Then they have a congressman on, congressman from Illinois, Congressman Wigley, can't make that up, saying if you talk to a Russian, it's like talking to Putin. See, that's like the three meetings that Senator Sessions had during the campaign with the Russian ambassador. And he said, of course I had those meetings. And it turned out Pelosi had like 20-something. When you're on intelligence committees and armed services committees, that's who you're meeting with almost every week. But they act like that was all dirty and everything. They go, oh, you didn't put it on the filing about foreign services you've talked to. And he goes, you're not supposed to when you're a senator. The FBI told me not to. And, of course, that was true because it's a separate branch of government, and you're supposed to. If you're going into the executive branch or the military or an intelligence agency and you've met with foreign leaders or intelligence agencies, then you tell them. But again, ladies and gentlemen, they play on the public's ignorance and just play it up, play it up, play it up, like Russians are some unicorn that no one ever meets or talks to, so that they can show the few times Trump people brush up against them and act like the end of the world. So here is Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi freak out.
To attack on the integrity of our elections, the security of our country. The integrity of our democracy is at stake.
Thank you, Leader Pelosi, for organizing all of us today who have taken some action dealing with the Trump family criminal enterprise. Unveil the criminal activity, the unconstitutional activity of this president and his family. So I have dubbed them the criminal clan a long time ago.
I think what we're learning with the Trump Jr. meeting is when you meet with any Russians, you're meeting with Russian intelligence and therefore President Putin.
So there's Congressman Piggly Quiggly Wiggly. I guess we do have someone born in Russia, been here since she was 10 years old, U.S. Army, Special Ops. I guess she's not even trusted because she does have a Russian accent. It's true. I actually know one Russian. I only know, like, one Russian good in my life. It doesn't matter. Total proof. I'm evil. Now, let's continue here. This is Waters on Friday as well, having a total brain freeze, like she just eaten a half gallon of ice cream in 2 seconds. Here she is.
And call it like it is and recognize that evidence is pouring in and it's growing. Or what is wrong with them? I just don't quite understand. Or what is wrong with them? I just don't quite understand. Or what is wrong with them? I just don't quite understand.
Now here she is thinking that Russia invaded Korea. No north, no south. Then she said it was Aleppo in the same sentence, and then she says, I mean Ukraine. I mean, this woman doesn't know the Middle East from Eastern Europe, from Southeast Asia, or South Central Asia. Here it is.
Those in China have a great trading relationship. They sell an awful lot of stuff to North Korea. And so this president is warning Trump. Okay, don't start talking about preemptive strikes. We want a diplomatic solution. Yeah. We do not want war in North Korea, Korea at all.
And, of course, I said get the Korea clip today. I didn't know there was another one where she's siding with North Korea. Excuse me, that's even worse. Wow, I love it when mistakes like that, when I'm not clear with the crew, turn out to even be worse than the clip I was wanting. I wanted the one where she's like, and Trump is helping Putin go into Korea, and they blew it up, and then the Martians came out of the sky, and the Easter bunnies rose from the dead, and then... Now let's go ahead and go to the clip from Friday. This is Lou Dobbs with Sean Hannity. The left is carrying out a coup d'etat against Trump and trying to break the will. This is a key quote of the American people. It's all about breaking your will, hammering you over the head, bullying you, threatening you until you submit. Here it is.
I just outlined in great detail the Ukrainian issue of influence and real collusion. Then, of course, you got the British Intel dossier. And Comey wanted to pay the guy with false information, and he was paying people for the information. But that's not what we hear about. What do you make of the double standard?
The double standard is more than that, I think, Sean, by a long measure. This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people. This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump, aided by the left-wing media. The suggestion is collusion between Trump and the Russians when we have absolute evidence of collusion between the Clinton Foundation, Secretary of State Clinton, and the Russians. I mean, this,
with
my
real
God,
money.
What does it take?
The top shows on CNN, there's only two of them, have about a million viewers here in the U.S. When Lou Dobbs was kicked off CNN, he had over 8 million viewers a night, the number one show on there. See, it isn't being popular even telling the truth. It's spouting lies. And that's why they're trying to destroy Fox News right now. I tell you, Lou Dobbs is amazing. He just knocked it out of the park, total veritas. More clips coming up, Dr. Steve Pachinik and more. Wait till you hear Colonel Schaefer tear him a new one as well. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Steve Pachinik is coming on to talk about, from his analysis, formerly running psychological operations for multiple agencies, the success Trump's having in foreign policy and some of the amazing things he's doing for world peace, our sovereignty, and our interest, what just happened in France that made the globalists so upset, what's happened in Poland, what's happening in the Middle East. ISIS is basically defeated, something Obama and the globalists helped support. So that's all coming up. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Then by the third segment of the second hour, those last three segments, the last 45 minutes, I'm going to be taking your phone calls, and I'll give you that toll-free number here in just a few minutes on any issue you want to cover. But first, I want to address the Russia situation with Steve Pachinik, because, you know, he's worked for the State Department, the CIA, and, of course, with the military, and one of the founding guys in Delta Force. And, of course, he also ran the Camp David Accords, one of his more famous things he did. So he really knows all the major players. I want to get into this whole Russia narrative briefly, because just studying the news every day for 25 years on air for 22, you look at this. I mean, this is normal for opposition research. It's normal for Senator Sessions to meet with a Russian ambassador three times in 2016. Pelosi met with him 20-something times. But they're creating these optics via the public's ignorance, quite frankly, about how normal it is to meet with these foreign major world powers. So we'll talk to him in a few minutes. I want to play a few clips here. Here's Michael Caputo. Now, I was told by Roger Stone 3 months ago that they were going after Caputo and trying to get him out of the administration because the Democrats were using his file from USAID for the U.S. government, propping up Yeltsin. And he said that soon it was going to come out that he actually was working for the CIA. And we were talking to his folks just a few weeks ago, and they said they weren't ready to go public yet. Stone had already talked about it. And then he basically went on Tucker Carlson Friday and basically said that. But he wasn't just working for the U.S. government. And that's what's so horrible here is he was specifically under a CIA program in there to keep Yeltsin in, and then they do this to him all these years later, saying, look, somebody in the Trump administration lived in Russia for 10 years. Yeah, working for the CIA. I mean, that's how crazy deep state is, burning people. We're going to play that, and then I'll play one other clip. MSNBC panel melts down over Trump Jr. debate with Colonel Schaefer. So let's go ahead and play that first clip. Here is the clip with Michael Caputo. Again, we told you this. I knew this 6 months ago, 5 months ago, but we told you this on air just 2 weeks ago that he was really working for the CIA, and here he is himself saying it.
The funny thing is, I was sent in 1994 to Russia by the Clinton administration to get involved in their elections.
Seeking what outcome?
The re-election of Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah, how'd that work for Russia, by the way, the re-election of Boris Yeltsin?
Yeah, it wasn't all that great. Yeah, when I met Yeltsin, he was a lion, but by the end of it, he was a souse.
Yeah, a drunk for sure. So, but you think it's likely that the Russian government was involved in the hacking of the DNC?
It's likely that the Russian government and its active measures were trying to get involved in the American elections because they get involved in all elections of all major nations, just like we do. We may not hack. We may. I don't know. But I can tell you as a fact, as someone who was sent to Russia to get involved in their elections, all the major opposition parties in Russia were concerned about my work there and said I had to stop meddling in their elections. That irony is not lost on me.
You were sent by the U.S. government?
By the Clinton administration.
Huh.
To get involved, I worked for the Central Election Commission there, trying to steer their election law, and afterwards, trying to help candidates.
Do you think that the Russian government preferred candidate Trump over candidate Hillary?
No, I know they didn't. I mean, first of all, I've been told many times over by people I know from Russia and in Russia that Hillary was their candidate. The reason why is they didn't like her. They said she was a problem for them, but she's predictable.
That's right. And now Trump just turned all our energy back on, which made, you know, the Russian energy stocks go down. I mean, he's doing everything for our country. Here's one more clip, and we'll get Pachinik's take on that, then come back into the big news, the success of Trump. This isn't some grovel at Trump's feet operation, but if he's really trying to get our economy going and doing good deals and stopping radical Islam instead of stirring it up, we need to talk about the successes of Trump. So that's what Pachinik wants to get into today, so I'm glad because he's an expert. Here's one more clip. Here's MSNBC with Colonel Schaefer debating one of these deep staters. Here it is.
Colonel, you supported President Trump, and Donald Trump Jr.'s attorney doesn't deny that in the report, Goldstone's email made it clear that the information was gathered by the Russian government. Does that concern you?
Well, two things. First, let me give you a correction. I'm an operative, not an analyst.
Excuse me.
Mr. Mullen said something about the idea of taking the meeting. Something we often have are something called walk-ins. Out of every 10 walk-in, one turns out to be correct. So the fact that all this information was shared behind the scenes, it's no big deal. You want to have that come in, and for two reasons. Let's be very clear about this. This is a campaign. You want all information from all sources, even foreign, if it's offered.
Then why not report it on Saturday? Why is that?
Let me finish my answer. And the second thing is, if it's something that is blackmailable, it goes both ways. If Hillary Clinton was subject to blackmail, you want to know that. So if, again, let me be clear, if that level is achieved, that is to say the information actually is what it is advertised to be, then of course it's going to be shared. Otherwise, it's but one more piece of fluff in a number of events going on. You have to understand, I think you do, that during a campaign, there's thousands of things going on all the time. So something to rise past the kind of daily just buzz, you have to have something significant. So I agree with Mr. McMullen about the fact that, you know, the meeting should have been had. What I'm disagreeing with, Mon, is the fact that it wasn't achieved. The meeting wasn't what it was advertised to be, and therefore it was killed instantly, and I don't think it went any further than that.
Yeah, but let's just say this. I'm sorry. I know what you're talking about. About walk-ins. When you're an intelligence officer, you take a walk-in.
Absolutely.
When you're running a presidential campaign in the United States and a foreign adversary or a representative of a foreign adversary comes to you and says, we are trying to help you win.
That's enough. I want to go to our guest now. That McMullen guy, of course, is one of the deep state bad guys in the CIA who started the whole Never Trumper movement and tried to take the delegates away and tried to not seat the president. And he was trying to say he'd be president. He got a couple delegates. Talk about a megalomaniac. Amazing. So, Dr. Steve Pachinik, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. What is your overall view on this? We talked this morning, and you said you thought it was going nowhere. But just, overall, what do you make of this Russian narrative?
The Russian narrative is absolutely irrelevant and nonsense. The truth of the matter is, when I and others were involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union, we made a mistake. The mistake we made was to put Boris Yeltsin in. However, when I came back to the Soviet Union or to Russia then, I was literally at the KGB headquarters, Dzerzhinsky Square, and they had no idea who their next head of the KGB was. I did, and certain of my own colleagues did. I will not identify which group. And I said to the Moscow KGB, your next head of the KGB will be a man by the name of Vladimir Putin. They had no idea who he was. I explained to them he was an East German operative who worked in Dresden. He was very close to a woman by the name of Angela Merkel, who got a PhD in nuclear physics. So all this nonsense of the Clinton administration and the CIA, you have to remember, the deep state doesn't just have one element or two elements. There are people who work with me and others who give our time and effort and who've been in the military, and we don't wait for walk-ins, we don't work for a system. We basically are there to help the Republic move forward. And one of the reasons why I come back on your show is that I've been asked to say, look, we want to work with you, Alex. There's nothing secret about it. I don't make money. I don't belong to the CIA. I've worked with the CIA. There's some great ones. There's some bad ones. But like anything else, it's different. What's important?
There's different factions.
Well, it's not only different factions. You've never had a military leader of the CIA until recently when Trump appointed...
Well, let's talk about the positive stuff then when we come back. You'll have the floor. You'll roll through that. And it all ties together. So we'll talk about it all on the other side. And why the deep state, folks that have seized control of the country, are so upset. The global arm of the New World Order is being ripped out of the United States right now. StevePachinik.com is his website. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero.
Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Then we return Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. You're in the middle of that right now. Dr. Steve Pachinik, a best-selling author with Tom Clancy, got his works in a lot of different agencies. Really great source of info for us, is laying out really an analysis that I've done similar to myself. I'm saying I concur with what he's saying, and also a lot of other experts I've talked to. Geopolitically, Trump is very, very pragmatic, pro-free market, very reciprocal, very two-way street.
very nice towards foreign leaders, but he wants to be treated well. He wants us treated well. He really is working for America first. And the Canadian prime minister, you know, says that's horrible. Well, if we don't represent ourselves, if we don't have sovereignty, who does represent us? We're being exploited. And so he's starting to get into his background, helping bring down the Soviet Union, who Vladimir Putin really is, this jockeying, who the different players are, and why they hate President Trump so much. So, Dr. Pachinik, lay out, if you would, what you were laying out to me this afternoon.
I think what's important to remember is that, number one, the meeting between Putin, the meeting between Trump and Macron was initiated by Macron, who realized that in the G20 meeting, he was not as relevant. He, being Macron, who's very smart, went to all the top schools in France and also worked for Rothschild, but understood better than anybody else that capitalism, high tech, the TGV, water management, and all the elements that we talk about in America is the future for France. In other words, France is young. It's personified by Macron, whereas Germany has the old lady who's very distinguished with a PhD in nuclear physics, but she's not as relevant as France is. Now, why is France relevant? Number one, France was able to discuss with our military individuals. Number one, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dunford, General McMaster, the National Security Council. We had other generals in the CINCAC. We had other Pompey, who is actually a military officer from West Point. So he's one of the few.
Didn't he graduate top of the class?
He was number one at West Point. So you have now all of the elements of what we consider to be the deep state and the more important state, the Republic, which has served our country in a military capacity. Prior to this, prior to Trump, we never really had individuals who had a military background, had a civilian background, and was also academic. Almost every one of
them. That's why you're saying you're not worried about them overthrowing him right now, because he's put in such key people. Why is deep state, the more globalist arm of it, so upset about the success and the deals that were made in France? Because they're in a panic right now. And how does that tie into Poland?
Well, number one, let me explain France. France is coming in and willing to help us in the following situation. Number one, they're willing to help us with the internal and external problems of Europe. So you have the Director General of Internal Affairs. You have Director General of External Affairs. You have General Bossier, who's head of their counterterrorism efforts. They control the amount of refugee who comes in from Morocco, Algeria, and the Maghreb, Tunisia. They also are very important to us in Djibouti, in Africa. We have deployed under Obama and now under Trump, we've deployed thousands of soldiers into Djibouti at the Horn of Africa, which is about 13 miles away from Yemen. But we have deployed them into areas where we're not really very effective in and very well trained. And our generals know this. Our generals are so smart, including Secretary of Defense Mattis, that he's requested foreign aid and not more soldiers to go into Sudan, Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, because we're not familiar with the ground forces, and the French are. And we are in a camp that's right near the French camp, which is called Le Monnier. From Le Monnier, we control all the seas, and we control the Arabian Sea. We control Iran. We can control a lot of areas. Now, what he has done, Trump has done, is to pull France away from the EU. At the same time, when he went to Poland, nobody figured this one out, that he was talking about what we call the Three Seas Initiative, the TSI. What the Three Seas Initiative is something that a General Pilsudski after World War I created, saying that, you know what, now that the state of Poland is created, we want to have an alliance with our Christian white brothers, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, Hungary, and all the way down to Bulgaria, Romania, and go to the Baltic Sea, from the Baltic Sea to the Balkan. So what in effect is happening is Trump understood, and someone in the White House, including McMaster, Gorka, and Bannon, understood very well the geopolitical significance of going to Poland in order to break up the EU from that element, join with Macron to break up the French-German alliance and then allow the French
to... So at first they were fighting a few months ago, but now I noticed at this G20, it was always Trump and Macron alone together, separate, and then suddenly the whole body language changed. And then I started noticing last week the elites, when Trump went, started really panicking because they can see this new geopolitical constellation.
You hit it right on the head. And more importantly than anything is what I have said for years when I went to Syria on behalf of our government. And I said to our people, to my people, not others, that we cannot allow Bashar Assad to leave. I don't care what they said about him. He's protected millions of Christians. He's protected the Druze. He's protected minorities. And he's maintained peace on the Israeli border. The Israelis know this. Unfortunately, under Obama and Clinton, the CIA went out of control and started an anti-Bashar Assad.
That's my next question. It'd be one thing if Assad went and they put something better in, but obviously putting radical Wahhabists in, backing the Arab Spring, backing the Muslim Brotherhood, why did the elites do that? Why are they allied with the worst elements of Islam?
Because they're not very sophisticated. The CIA, when I came back, had no idea what I was talking about. First of all, most of their people in the agency at that time do not speak French. They have no idea what the Alawites are. They have no idea of the business elements that Syria needed. When I was talking to Bashar's people with, after I was interrogated for 5 hours, was how do we do business? How do we get rid of the Soviet influence? How do we get rid of the notion that it's the Arab state of Syria? I said, it's not Arabs. You're not Arabs.
Exactly. Just like Russia, they want to be free market. I mean, they want to work with us. Why have a war? We can have all the resources and build Disneyland.
Exactly. And what happened in effect is that Syria became devolved and fragmented. So basically what Bashar Assad is in control of is the land around Latakia, the Mediterranean, which is initially what the French had put in. But guess what? The French under Macron are willing to come in and monitor the peace. And guess what else? Putin is willing to bring in people from Kyrgyzstan who are Muslims, but they are under Russian influence, to be in the peacekeeping force. Now, I've never heard of...
So you're giving us kind of the behind the scenes of these meetings and what's been happening.
Correct. Now, I'm not privy to it. All I'm doing is giving you a strategic analysis, which I know from my own experience, and it's clear when you follow the dots what, in fact, is happening.
And you were telling me today that whoever's giving Trump a strategy is a master.
They're all masters. I've never seen this kind of strategy. It looks as if he has no strategy, but he has a brilliant strategy. For example, when I said we're not going to war with North Korea, nobody believed me. I said all that Trump did was to send Admiral Harris, who happens to be born in Japan, and talk about diversity. Nobody's ever talked about a Japanese-born admiral who runs our SINCPAC fleet, and at the same time we have an African-American general who's in charge of our forces in Korea, and we're not going to war. Guess what happens? He is called the president of South Korea, Mr. Moon, over. They're going to make deals. We're going to have all kinds of relationships with Korea. We're going to make more money with Korea because Korea internally didn't allow us to distribute our own products, as did Japan. If you notice, Abe came over. So we're building an old alliance between South Korea and Japan. Guess who? Against China. And what is China afraid of? More than any other country in the world, China is afraid of Japan. And Japan has overflown the Spratly Islands, which I wrote about 30 years ago, would be the center of their war. Now, did the CIA understand this? No. Did somebody in Trump's administration understand it? Yes.
Well, CIA's diseased by the mental illness of Hollywood. They want to just break the back of flyover country, go after Christians and secure their hold over the country while they're killing the country. Why in the whole leftist CIA is there this anti-Americanism? It's total mental illness.
Well, you hit it on the head. It's not only anti-Americanism, it's a sense of entitlement. What they really have more than anything else, what Brennan did more than anything else, was to create an office in Hollywood that would pump stories all the way through television, social media, and the internet.
Sure, when you see all this anti-America crap, it's all like a bunch of freaks that just hate the image of John Wayne, basically, and just want to get rid of it. They'll be back in 70 seconds with more with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Then your phone calls are coming up. I'll give them the number out in the second hour.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.